From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, June 11th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at redzonewireless.com.
The U.S. Department of Justice is backing families suing to force the state of Maine to pay tuition for some students to attend religious high schools. The Statement of Interest filed yesterday supports a lawsuit that targets the state's longstanding tuition policy for students in school districts that don't have a high school, which is to pay tuition to a private school but not a religious school. After a change in policy at the U.S. border, Portland has received, as of this morning, a total of 67 asylum seekers in the last 2 days, with as many as 150 to come in the next few days. In an email to the city council, Portland City Manager John Jennings said he'd received a heads up from San Antonio's city manager that Customs and Border Protection is now sending asylum seekers to their destination cities before they've begun the asylum process.
They're just letting people choose a destination city, and once they have that destination city listed, they are sending people on their way.
City spokeswoman Jessica Grondin says the problem with that is if people haven't begun that process, they're not eligible to receive general assistance, which comes from a combination of state and local funds, and are more likely to need to take advantage of the city's community support fund, which only has reserves of $200,000. Grondin says the city's Health and Human Services Committee will take up the issue when it meets tonight, and that city staff are looking for guidance on that and on how the city will provide shelter for the incoming families, many of which, Grondin says, have young children. Grondin says most of the families are from Angola and the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Maine Medical Center will use its largest gift ever from an individual family to improve oncology care with 2 new floors and expand its reach across the state with a new heliport. Paul and Ghislaine Coulomb are donating $7.5 million. Their gift comes alongside another $3 million from Linda and Diana Bean for the heliport.
So from the far reaches of Maine, more lives can now be saved. The Coulomb Family Tower is a gift not just to Portland, but to the entire state of Maine and its remotest outposts on land and sea.
That's Linda Bean. The two families' donations will support Maine Medical Center's ongoing modernization projects. In weather tonight, skies clearing with lows in the mid-40s to the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the north, otherwise sunny with highs in the low 70s to the low 80s. And on Thursday, mostly sunny early with clouds and rain developing everywhere but the north and east. Highs in the 60s to mid-70s with the warmest temperatures in the north. An unusual civil trial is underway this week in Kennebec County Superior Court in a case brought by a Maine State Prison inmate against the Department of Corrections. Douglas Burr, who is serving a 59-year sentence for murder, claimed his due process rights were violated when he was held in segregation, commonly known as solitary confinement, for nearly 2 years. Superior Court Justice Michaela Murphy previously ruled in his favor. But now that Burr is back in general population, the judge must decide whether Burr's entitled to additional relief. Susan Sharon has more.
The case raises a curtain on the Maine State Prison's disciplinary and grievance process. Speaking in a 2017 interview, Douglas Burr said it's something that needs to be refined so that what happened to him doesn't happen again.
The process is unfair, but I understand I'm in prison. All right, that doesn't justify anything. It doesn't make any sense that they kept me isolated and locked up for so long. I mean, there's still certain rights that I believe I still have.
For Burr, the problem started nearly 5 years ago. As the first witness in his trial Tuesday, Burr described how he was suddenly removed from general population. He says he was told he was suspected of attempting to traffic drugs. After being handcuffed and strip searched, he was placed in the special management unit in a 12-foot by 8-foot cell with a toilet, a sink, and a small window to the outside world, and a small window on his heavy cell room door. Several weeks later, Burr had a disciplinary hearing, where he says a hearing officer presented him with a summary of a report in his case. Eric Maynard is Burr's attorney.
Did you present any evidence at that point in time?
No, I did not.
Were you allowed to confront any witnesses against you?
I was not.
Were any witnesses brought in?
No.
Was there any documentary evidence other than the summary report that he read to you brought in?
No, there was none.
Trafficking is a serious offense in the Maine State Prison, punishable by up to 30 days in segregation. Burr was found guilty and given 20 days of segregation and a $20 fine, which he appealed. He also objected to the fact that the deputy warden who had put him in the SMU was the same person who heard his appeal. 2 more months went by, and Burr's appeal was affirmed by a second deputy warden. By the middle of the following year, Burr was moved to the Administrative Control Unit, still in segregation, but with the ability to participate in programming outside his cell. And there were other privileges, said Assistant Attorney General Jim Fortin during cross-examination.
You were allowed your television, your radio, hot pot, I think you said. The number of visits that you had increased, more phone calls,
yes,
initial recreation. And as you stayed out of trouble, you didn't commit any disciplinary infractions there,
no.
Your level increased, right?
Eventually, the disciplinary charge against Burr was dropped. No drugs were ever found, but prison officials refused to move him out of segregation. They said he posed a threat to prison security. So after he exhausted the prison's grievance process, Burr filed an administrative appeal in Kennebec County Superior Court. Attorney Eric Maynard says when he asked what Burr had to do to get out, he was told that Burr had to accept responsibility for wrongdoing, even though there was no evidence against him. Burr was finally released from segregation in March of 2016. Now he's asking for a clearly defined disciplinary process with limits on how administrative segregation is used.
He wants an injunction that says, you can't say to a prisoner, because this is what they did to him at the very end, you have to admit the offense in order to get out of administrative segregation. They should not be allowed to make that a prerequisite for release.
The trial is expected to continue through Wednesday with a ruling from the judge at a later date. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation about benzodiazepines. I'm Nora Flaherty.